This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Officials in Hong Kong report heavy rain overnight flooded city streets and some subway stations, leaving at least two people dead and hundreds evacuated. Hong Kong police said that two people were found dead floating in waters in different parts of the city. Videos circulating on social media showed flooded streets in Hong Kong, as well as nearby Shenzhen and local Guangzhou, with vehicles driving through the water and rescue teams using rafts to navigate the streets. Water rushed down the stairs and escalators of a flooded subway station in Hong Kong, and cars were caught in muddy water on flooded streets. Hong Kong recorded more than 15 centimeters of rain in 1 hour, the most since records began in 1884. North Korea said Friday its new submarine has nuclear attack capabilities after years of development. Leader Kim Jong-un described the milestone as crucial in his effort to build a nuclear-armed navy to counter the United States and its Asian allies. The North's official Korean Central News Agency said the vessel named Hero Kim Kun-ok is designed to launch tactical nuclear weapons from underwater, but did not specify the number of missiles it could carry and fire. Severe rainstorms eased, but floodwaters were still rising in parts of central Greece on Friday, while fire department and military helicopters were plucking people from villages inundated by tons of water and mud that have left six dead, six missing, and many people clinging to the roofs of their homes. For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The latest on that attack in Mali now from VOA.
The two separate attacks targeted the Timbuktu boat on the Niger River and an army position at Bamba in the northern region. The assaults were claimed by a group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Earlier, the Malian army said on social media that the boat was attacked around 1100 GMT by what they called armed terrorist groups. The vessel, plying an established route between cities along the river, was targeted by at least three rockets. Images on social media showed a cloud of black smoke rising above the river. Scott Walterman, VOA News.
The U.S. Pentagon is repositioning some troops and equipment within Niger and will withdraw a small number of non-essential personnel out of an abundance of caution, U.S. officials told Reuters. The first major American military movement in the country since a coup in July. The officials, who spoke on condition of anonymity, declined to say how many personnel would be departing and how many were repositioning within the country from Air Base 101 in the capital city to Air Base 201 in the city of Agadez. Before this movement, there were 1,100 troops in the West African country. The officials declined to give more details on the reason for the repositioning. It is generally easier to evacuate people from a single location, though there is no evidence this is imminent. Over the past decade, U.S. troops have trained Niger's forces in counterterrorism and conducted drone missions against Islamic State and an Al-Qaeda affiliate in the region. After the coup, the United States paused certain foreign assistance programs for the country, and military training has been on hold. Troops have largely been confined to the bases. More than a decade after a tsunami destroyed the Fukushima nuclear power station on Japan's Pacific coast, the country has begun releasing the treated wastewater that has been accumulating on the site of the disaster, sparking anger in the region despite assurances by scientists that the process will not be harmful to the environment. The water being released into the Pacific has been largely decontaminated of most dangerous elements, but contains small amounts of tritium, a radioactive isotope of hydrogen that cannot be extracted through any existing treatment method. For more stories, please check us out online at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.